Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me this morning, I have Rebecca Polson here from the Sitka Maritime Heritage Society talking about an upcoming class this weekend on Saturday, looking at demystifying a bit of Sitka's history. Rebecca, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. And so you are definitely someone who has a brain filled with so much information about the myriad parts of Sitka's past. And you're going to be helping to bring some of us into that, helping to demystify a lot of what's part of our history. And I mean, we're lucky in Sitka of just walking down Lincoln Street. We are surrounded by so much reminders of the rich history we have here in Sitka. But sometimes we just have those, just these big blocks of, oh, yes, we have the cathedral. We have a Russian Orthodox cathedral. That is a presence here. And that's kind of it. We have these like big blocks of things, but the details are kind of lost around it. So that's kind of your goal for this weekend is to fill in those blanks.
Because to fill in blanks, demystify like that, and it'll be a class that will kind of fill in all the background, you know, like from, you know, like that period from, you know, the late 1700s until the late 1800s. Mm-hmm. Where, like, what were the Russians doing? Where did they come from? What, you know, was their operation? And it's actually going to start in Siberia. You know, I won't spend a whole lot of time on that, but just how, you know, how they, you know, occupied the Aleutians and, you know, their methods and their interactions with native people. And then the whole thing of how they ended up coming to Southeast, why they were coming into Southeast, and all the interactions, you know, the Battle of 1802, Battle of 1804, you know, all the stuff around that, mm-hmm. that, you know, gets left out of the story. And you know, we just have those little points.
Yeah. We have the headlines, but we're kind of missing the whole content of the article, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. And the meaning, you know, like, you know, what was the significance of it? What led up to it? And then, so I'll have it in three sections. You know, one will be, you know, like Russians up through, you know, maybe the early 1800s, and then whole mid 19th century, you know, talking about especially what was happening in the region, mm-hmm. in the 1850s, and then the transfer, and then the last section. So this will be like, even though there's, you know, like a total of it all afternoon, it'll be a romp. We'll be going pretty fast. But it's, so it's just like a background, you know, for, you know, kind of understanding like what people were doing and why. And there will be, you know, like activities, you know, like for each section. Mm-hmm. And I promise they'll be fun.
So it's not just going to be just
talk.
A lecture.
Talk,
right.
talk, yeah.
So what was your inspiration? What was the, what prompted you to want to put this together?
I think it's just seeing that, seeing that frustration, you know, that people have, you know, like, and you could see that especially like with, you know, with tour guides. It just like, you know, your job is to share this history, but where do you find out about the history? Mm. And there just isn't a good source, you know, because there's a shelf full of books written about, you know, the Russians in this era. And a lot of them are academic books. Well, they all are.
Right.
And that's the other thing too, is like there are, you know, some popular books, but they were written in the 20th century, which seems crazy, like late 20th century, when their understanding of history was very, very different from ours, because they were operating with this stereotype of that was just endemic in the United States of native people just living in harmony with nature. And then the white people come and it's a culture clash.
Right.
And so these books are written with that belief. And so they're kind of wrong.
Right. To have that set preconceived notion just stamped in.
Yeah. Like the native people are here off to the sides, you know, when in reality, you know, it was very you know, they're central, mm-hmm. you know, like Native people, you know, all over, you know, North America were very central to the story.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Cool. So having a chance for folks to come in and I guess you've done a bulk of the heavy lifting of getting this information and putting it into a digestible format, because like you said, if folks are interested in learning more about the history of Sitka, about, you know, just understanding the context of how and why a lot of us are here, the ways to do it right now are intimidating, to say the least. And yeah, this is a way to kind of get past that, to cheat. using your resources. So is this something that's going to be geared for, I guess, specifically for like for tour guides or for folks who this is kind of on their professional side of things, to give them better tools? Or would you say this is for, yeah, you know, anyone who's interested in history?
Yeah, definitely everybody. Because that's the thing, we're all in that situation when we have somebody coming from out of town and they're just like, you know, like what's, you know, like out at Gajahin, out at Stargavin, just like, you know, what happened here and why? And you're just like,
Or yeah, you might be able to give them like the quick, like piecemeal answer of like, well, the battle happened here.
Right.
But why?
On why? Either Who? Side?
Yeah.
Who? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So to give all that stuff, more information on that. Excellent. Yeah. So the class itself is happening this Saturday. What are the details for that? What should people be blocking out on their calendar?
So it's 1 to 4:30 at the Centennial Building. It's $40, and that all 100% of that goes to the Sitka Maritime Heritage Society. You can buy a place online at sitkamaritime.org or at Old Harbor Books, or you can come. You know, just buy a place at the door.
Awesome.
Oh, and bring, if you can, like, we'll have paper and pencils and pens and stuff, but bring that if you.
Yeah, I guess, yeah, to take notes to help it with you, because unless you have an amazing brain, you can just remember all of that right off the top of your head.
Yeah, it would be more, like, we're going to have a couple little exercises you know, make it more, I mean, exercises, that makes it sound awful. It'll be fun.
Well, and it, yeah, it's a way of, I mean, it's one thing to, I guess, download all of that information into your head. But as you're saying, you're hoping to share this information with the understanding that people are going to be then sharing it themselves. So, you know, I guess one of the best ways to learn things is to teach things. So to be able to talk about it with everyone else in the room is solidifying what you're really understanding.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Kind of interacting with it. Mm-hmm. And it is more, you know, like background. It is kind of big picture.
Right. But that's also like, then you have an idea of, okay, understanding where you are, so you can go into greater depths in those areas that you have your own personal more interest in or more queries about. Yeah. Or when people ask you more questions, you're like, okay, at least I know where I am in the grand scheme of things, and I know where to dive in deeper.
Yeah, or we're talking about that book, Russians in Klingit America, and if, you know, you just dive into that book, it's all like primary sources, it's letters, you know, that mm-hmm. Baranov wrote, for example, you know, and it's the oral history of the history of the battle, you know, that's been mm-hmm. passed down, you know, and hopefully, like with this kind of class, you'll have kind of the overall context so that you can, you know, like dive into that and you'll like, oh yeah, this is when, you know.
Mm, okay. And you're saying, so this is going to be kind of breaking it up into those three time periods of kind of that early area of starting in Siberia, coming over to the Alaska region in general, looking at the Sitka and coming down here to Southeast Alaska in the, you know, mid 1800s, and then the post-transfer era. Are you going to be looking at specifically just the really Russian side of things, or you said, are you going to be kind of looking at both the interaction as well with the indigenous communities that the Russians encountered?
Yeah. And that's actually the big, like the enormous, takeaway that I think is just the fact that there were, you know, are indigenous civilizations in Alaska, you know, and the Russians were mm-hmm. coming in and interacting with these civilizations that already existed and still exist.
Right. So, yeah, it's not a one-sided thing. They're not coming into a blank slate.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And that's the thing. It's like in all and just about everything you read, you know, like where, you know, the Russians are really foregrounded and that wasn't the reality at all.
Yeah. They were bumbling in to, established communities that I'm sure were very surprised to see some very bedraggled and probably some smelly guys coming in.
Yeah. Well, and that was the other thing that was, I was just like reviewing some of the history from like the Aleutians and it was just mind blowingly violent. Mm. It was just horrific. You know, like the, you know what, but anyway, just that first half century of Russians coming in was just really, really ugly. Mm. Yeah. Really violent, really sad.
So, but that's the downside of some of that history is the not so great side, but it's also important to know. So we can
totally
have context.
Important to know. Yeah.
Have context for it. Yeah. That's the important thing about history is it's not always pretty, but that makes it all the more important to know because
Things make sense.
Yeah. Have to know the all sides of things to really make sense of where we are and make sure we're going in the right direction so we don't repeat that ugly stuff. Awesome. Well, goodness, we're out of time this morning, but Rebecca, thanks for coming in this morning. Your course on Sitka history, looking at demystifying Russia's presence here in Sitka and Southeast Alaska, coming up this Saturday, April 26th at Harrigan Centennial Hall from 1 to 4:30 p.m. To hold a place in the class, it's $40. You can go to Sitka Maritime. Was it SitkaMaritime.org?
Yep.
SitkaMaritime.org, Old Harbor Books, or show up at the door with pen, paper, and a curious mind. Thank you, Rebecca, for coming in this morning.
Oh, and we'll have snacks.
Oh, good. You got to power up that brain, too. Excellent. Thanks for coming in this morning, Rebecca.
All right. Thanks a lot.